I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Lee, it's part of a pattern. When I believe I'm the only person that I know of who's documented. Maybe there's somebody else out there. I don't know. Secret Service appeared under Kimberly Cheadle, who thank God is now gone. Yeah. Although the guy who took over for her, I think maybe worse. Yeah. They appear to think their job is to protect the Bidens from the consequences of their crimes.
Right.
Okay, that is not their job.
No.
Their job is to protect high value political targets from assassination.
For us, that would be referred to as obstruction of justice.
Yes, and it's illegal. For instance, if you or I were to destroy or attempt to destroy, say, evidence of a crime, we could ourselves be put in prison.
Right.
In fact, covering crime as I did for many years as a reporter in Charlotte, I wrote many stories at the state and local level, probably three or four, about police officers who went to prison. Why? Because they were working with, in one case, a drug dealer who was giving him cash, and they covered up evidence of a crime. You can't do that. You also can't cover up evidence somebody's innocent. Ask Mike Nifong. Remember the Duke rape case? He went to prison. He was the prosecutor. Okay. So just because you're Kimberly Cheadle and you're the head of the Secret Service does not mean it is your job to cover up the Bidens' crimes. And yet, we find out overnight from another series of whistleblowers, that's exactly what she did. She wanted to destroy that cocaine found in the White House. But the uniformed division of the Secret Service clashed with her. And apparently, we don't know all the details of this part yet, she tried to retaliate against those who would not allow her to destroy the evidence of a crime. And look, for the rest of us here in America, cocaine's still a crime. May not be for the Bidens, but it is for us. Actually, it is for them, too.
Yeah.
So
they just don't get prosecuted.
No, they just don't get prosecuted. So what does this mean? Well, this is actually part of a pattern that I've been screaming about for a very long time. I didn't do the reporting, but I've connected the dots. Let's go back for a moment. Headline, Politico, a left-wing publication. Sources, and we now know this to be the case because it came out in court. Sources, Secret Service inserted itself into case of Hunter Biden's gun. Remember when Hunter Biden, his then girlfriend, disposed of the gun in a trash can? At the time, Hunter Biden was not entitled to Secret Service. And yet, weirdly, Secret Service showed up at the gun store that he bought the gun from, flashed their badges, and demanded the papers that he had filled out in order to be able to buy the gun, attesting to, hey, I'm not using drugs. Well, remember the, because they knew he was in trouble. The owner of the gun store said, oh, okay, here you go. But he kept a copy, which is why Hunter Biden was ultimately convicted. So there you have the Secret Service trying to seize the evidence of Hunter's crime. They almost got him out of the charges But this gun store owner was smart and kept a copy. Again, Hunter was not entitled to Secret Service protection at the time. Why was Secret Service running around covering up his crimes? This was back in October of 2018. Wasn't the only time. Let's pull this one up. If you use me for show prep, please talk about this because the national media needs this information. They need to be able to put these connect these dots. Okay. Remember, and the UK Daily Mail reported this. The headline, if you want to go get the article for yourself for your own show, Joe Biden accidentally paid Hunter's escort at Chateau Marmont. What is that? Okay, remember Hunter liked to illegally traffic in girls, prostitutes. I don't know why he couldn't use good old American prostitutes. So he would internationally traffic them in from Ukraine and Russia, something we still haven't gotten a bottom of. Well, his credit card didn't work. Remember that? His credit card did not work. So he used a credit card that was in Joe Biden's name. Within 2 hours of that, the Secret Service agent in charge in LA, over the LA office, shows up at his door. The guy, Lee, had retired the month before. Former Secret Service agent, retired the month before. Within 45 minutes, a second recently retired Secret Service agent shows up at Hunter's hotel room. He was the former assistant director of the Secret Service. He had recently retired as well. He shows up at the door. Hey, come on, you used Joe's credit card to pay for the Russian prostitutes. Let us help you. We're going to fix this for you. And they demanded Hunter come downstairs and let them in. And he seemed to have to answer them to them too. It was weird. He said, okay, 5 minutes, then he never came down. So they knocked on the door. They came up, knocked on the door, demanded to be let in. So what? Three times right there. You've got three times it appears the Secret Service feels its job is to go behind the Bidens and cover up their crimes. That's what Kimberly Cheadle spends her time doing. Because she sure as heck is protecting Trump.
I was just going to say, you can see why they didn't have time to appropriately defend the former president. So they're busy covering up things for the Bidens.
Yeah, then overnight, we're going to get into this. Jesse Waters doing the job the entire U.S. mainstream media just can't seem to do with this attempted assassination, which, by the way, they'd like to memory hole, pretend it never happened. It happened. And what we're and this is why they don't want to remember it happened, because what we're finding out is shocking. You know, the secret service agent who was running the Butler rally in Pennsylvania? So secret, we cannot know her name, Lee. Cannot know her name.
No.
Not allowed to know. I bet you we can't know her name because we Google her, man. Her connections are going to blow your mind. I guarantee you, whoever she is. Whoever she is, it's going to blow your mind. She was running such a loose ship. She wasn't checking IDs at the Butler rally. She was letting people unknown into what are supposed to be secured areas around Donald Trump. Wide open. Wide open. That broke overnight from Senator Josh Hawley.
Senator, what have these whistleblowers been telling your office?
This individual, the site agent, the lead agent, was known to the Trump campaign to be inexperienced, to be ineffectual, to be frankly incompetent at their job. Well, I'm also told by whistleblowers that on that day, she was not enforcing the normal security protocols. She was not checking people's IDs. She did not use Secret Service agents. Most of the agents there that day were not Secret Service agents. They were Homeland Security agents. And get this, Jesse, most of them had never worked a rally before. Oh, and yet God. This is who she chose to staff the event with, and she didn't train them or integrate them from top to bottom. It was a total disaster. Jesse, it is a miracle, not only that Trump is alive, but that more good Americans were not killed. It's unbelievable.
See, I don't think any of this is an accident. Now, remember what we also learned about the rally over the weekend was that the current Secret Service director suspended the advance team. This is the, it's like CPR team, basically. They come in. They're the ones who are supposed to identify assassination hotspots and draw them into the perimeter. That's why it was never done. They were never there. They usually stay once the rally starts. And the whistleblower told Senator Josh Hawley that the first time he showed up with a rangefinder and tried to get through the metal detector 3 hours before the assassination attempt, he would have been in handcuffs. But they weren't there. Ron Rowe, the head of the Secret Service, suspended them. There was no advance work. There was none whatsoever. That's why nobody ever met with the locals. Because the team that does that was deliberately not sent. Why? Nobody knows. Then he lied to Congress about it. Remember, he said they got all the assets they had requested, all the assets they should need for that. No, they didn't. He lied. He suspended the key people, the advance people. That's why everything went down the way that it did. But this partly about she wasn't checking IDs. They were just letting whoever walk right up.
You're saying that the site agent in charge of this security in Butler wasn't checking IDs? What do you mean? She was just letting people in?
That is what whistleblowers tell me, is that IDs were not checked to allow individuals into secure areas, Jesse. In other words, it was a total free-for-all. Whistleblowers portray to me a circumstance, a situation that was totally out of control, where people were milling around, including in what were supposed to be highly secure areas. Nobody knew who they were. By the way, it was also the lead site agent's job to make sure that the line of sight for where Trump was clear, that agents could see all angles. And she didn't do that. In fact, I'm told that the line of sight was obstructed, which means that agents from different angles couldn't really see around Trump, couldn't see potential dangers to Trump. This is pretty textbook stuff, Jesse. And what whistleblowers say to me is none of it was done properly. None of it was done by the book. And frankly, when you know all that, it's amazing more people weren't killed.
So let me get this straight. You didn't send the advance team, but you did send a team who's never worked a rally before. What would be the purpose of a team that's never worked a rally before? They wouldn't see these security lapses, Lee. They wouldn't notice them. No. They wouldn't know of how egregious the security lapses were. And what did they send? They sent investigators from the Department of Homeland Security. They have never worked a rally before. That's who they needed, because anybody else would have been like, oh, dear God, this is wrong. This is a mess. They might have noticed and thought something was wrong when there was no radio communication with the local cops who were seeing the shooter. That's why they sent the newbies in. But we'll just go with, what did Waters say? Inexperienced. Yeah, she's inexperienced. Yeah, she's what is the excuse? Incompetent? Mm-hmm. No, she sounds highly competent at getting Donald Trump assassinated. In fact, she almost did. I don't think any of this was an accident.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So we're finding out overnight that the Secret Service seems, at least under Kimberly Cheadle, who's gone now, thank God, seems to believe that its job is to cover up the Biden family's crimes. Something I pointed out almost 2 years ago for the first time. Because it's happened again and again and again. Hunter commits a crime and then Secret Service agents who are surveilling him, oddly during times he is not entitled to Secret Service protection, come and clean up the crime. They fix it. They're almost godlike. It's weird. Like, Hunter gets into a fight with his girlfriend. His girlfriend thinks he's going to hurt himself or someone else because he's nuts. She takes the gun and hides it, remember, to grocery store, but gets caught. Well, they quickly realize there's a problem because Hunter Biden's a drug addict, and so it's illegal for him to buy the gun. So what? Secret Service agent, again, he's not entitled to Secret Service protection and does not officially have any, goes to the gun store to try to collect all of the paperwork that Hunter signed. Perjured himself, by the way. He signed it because he said, no, I don't use drugs. Tried to collect the paperwork, thought he got it. Demanded it, flashed his badge, demanded it of the gun store owner. The gun store owner gave it to him, but smartly kept a copy. That is the only reason Hunter Biden was convicted on the drug charges. The Secret Service tried to clean that up. They failed. UK Daily Mail. Been talking about this for a while. Hunter is paying for Ukrainian and Russian prostitutes with his credit card. The credit card stops working, so he uses Joe's credit card. Within 2 hours of him using Joe's credit card for what is a crime, Secret Service shows up again, and high-ranking Secret Service. Former special agent, Secret Service agent in charge of the LA office, who had just retired a month before, and another Secret Service agent who was a former assistant director, just retired. And folks, they do this, okay? They will retire them from the CIA, the FBI, and the Secret Service so they can then be hands-off and do nefarious things for the agency. There was a team on Hunter Biden to cover up his crimes. And that continued with Kimberly Cheadle to this most recent episode, or whoever's crimes in the Biden family, where they wanted to get rid of the cocaine. She wanted to just dispose of it. That is a crime. So, folks, you know what's fascinating about this? Somebody, somewhere, I don't know who they are, but you know, Biden tells us all the time, he answers. Well, you know, I answer to them. Who is them? They. They tell me what to do. Who? Who tells you what to do, bud? You're the president. No, they tell me. Well, whoever they are, put a team of Secret Service on Hunter Biden to go around, not just keep him safe, but to cover up his crimes when he was not entitled to the protection. And this is just the latest episode, that cocaine bag he found in the White House. She tried to dispose of it, make it go away. Got into a fight with those who are like, no, it's evidence, we're not doing that, and retaliated against them. That's Kimberly Cheadle. And that's when they're not deliberately insecuring and unsecuring Trump's rally so he could be killed. Did I say that out loud? Because I don't know what else to say this morning. I don't know what else to say. We've got more stuff coming out. The Secret Service agent in charge, whose name we're not allowed to know for some reason, wasn't even checking IDs, allowed people to walk around, staffed the event with people who'd never worked a rally before. Of course she did, because then they didn't know that it was unsecure. They needed it unsecure. If they worked it with regular agents who were experienced, they'd have freaked out. They'd have been like, oh my gosh, why is that outside the perimeter? That's a great assassination vantage point. She needed people who didn't know it was unsecure to stand there and get shot at like sitting ducks. So whoever she is, we're going to get her name. They're hiding her for now. Whoever she is, we're going to find out her name. And folks, I didn't even get to this yesterday. Coming up on the show. You know when they removed Trump's counter-sniper teams? He was utterly undefended 2 years ago. 2 years ago. In fact, the first time they brought in a counter-sniper team was for the Butler rally. Weird, right? Why? So they wouldn't get caught not having them? Or? Oh, you're going to just freak when you hear that. This is crazy stuff that they're doing. And folks, this is why they have to hide the people in charge, because if Congress gets their name, they'll subpoena them. And then it's on. and they got to slow this down until the election. They're not going to be able to cover it up forever. Got to slow it down until the election. They got to hide these people, or the American people will know what they did. And what they did was insecure and unsecure this rally while letting 99 terrorists, this broke overnight, 99 terrorists into the country. Caught them, had them, knew they were on the watch list, released them into American communities. When did that start? 2021. Around the same time they took away Trump's counter-sniper teams that keep him safe at his rallies, at his gatherings. Yeah, around that time. Wonder if they were hoping a terrorist just found their way to the rally. Look, y'all, I'm just going to play this. I don't know how serious they are about this, but I know if one of us said it, they'd freak out. Jamie Raskin, Democrat, one of those they like to put front and center, did an interview in which he explained that we can elect Trump all we want, but they're going to use the 14th Amendment to remove him. He will not take office, and they will start a civil war to try to block it. Look, this sounds crazy coming out of my mouth, and I resent that. I'm an innocent person. I didn't say it. He did. Jeez. Anyway, he's a congressman who is dispatched to handle a lot of this January 6th stuff. He's very front and center lately. So when he says something like this, I take it seriously. And here's what he said. He's pledging to purposely trigger a civil war within the United States if Donald Trump wins in 2024. By working with Democrats to block any certification of the vote that has Trump declared the winner. Okay, they're using Section 3, he is anyway, of the 14th Amendment, which the argument is that Congress can block any person from office who was a federal officer and previously swore an oath to the Constitution, then engaged in rebellion or insurrection. So it's the same lawfare argument that was used by Colorado, Maine, and Illinois in an attempt to keep Trump off the ballot. It didn't work. Supreme Court said, no, no can do. Sorry. So this is why he's bashing the Supreme Court here. He's saying, well, you know, Supreme Court wouldn't do it, wouldn't block him from assuming the presidency, but we will, even if it causes a civil war. Well, I didn't say it, y'all. I'm just going to play it, okay? And you make of it what you will. Here we go. Democrat Jamie Raskin.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
Wow. Okay, this isn't just some Looney Tune Democrat congressman, because there really aren't any other kind. This is a guy they've shoved front and center in the last 2 years. Jamie Raskin sat on the House Select January 6th committee, served as the impeachment manager during the second impeachment effort against Donald Trump over the January 6th Capitol riot. Raskin has argued in the past that the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. That's when it was Democrat controlled, right? The House was. So his argument is, look, we already impeached him for insurrection. So that's all we need. And you can elect him all you want or whatever, but, you know, we're going to block him. We're going to block him. We're not going to let him take office. And then we're all going to need bodyguards. Okay, this presupposes that they control Congress after this election. They've had a hard time winning the House lately. Part of that's because it's hard to cheat. Because most House districts cross 2 to 3 boards of election. You need, if you're going to steal a seat, you need something like a Senate seat that's a whole state, so you can get one blue area and manufacture your ballots there. Or if, you know, presidential race, manufacture ballots out of a big blue area. It's a lot harder to do that with Congress, because if you have 2 honest boards of elections and a crooked blue one, people notice. The numbers have to add up. There's multiple sets of eyes. And that's why I think they weren't able to take Congress. They weren't able to take the House. So, folks, this is all null and void if they can't take the House. But he sounds dead serious. Well, that's a shame. The Supreme Court didn't rule for us. We're going to have to start a civil war. Because I got news for you. He's not gay. We're not accepting the results of the election. By the way, isn't that exactly what they accused Trump of? That's a radical thing for him to say. Is anybody to follow up with this guy? Have him on TV? Ask him some questions? Or is mainstream media just going to pretend he didn't say that? You want to hear it again? I don't play stuff again a lot, but you got to hear. I mean, again, Democrat Jamie Raskin saying, you can elect Trump, but if we control Congress, he is not going to be president.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the 9 justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
Because the Supreme Court doesn't rule the way we want, we'll have to start a civil war. Okay, again, this isn't one of these fringe Congress members like AOC or Cori Bush where you just kind of roll your eyes and go, yeah, okay, the party's probably not going to do that. This is one of their leaders. This, again, was the impeachment manager for Donald Trump. For him to say this, it's a big deal. But so, you know, understand something. I've been meaning to make this point for you too for a while. You know, we're all counting the days down to the election, hoping Trump gets to the election alive. And I'm not saying that to be flamboyant. I'm saying that because we had a Secret Service whistleblower write an email that he sent to the whole uniform division saying Trump there will be another assassination attempt on Trump within 30 days unless the corrupt leadership of the Secret Service all resigns. And he said there's 5 of them, 1 down. He meant Cheadle. She's already resigned, 4 to go. He didn't say the incompetent leadership of the Secret Service. He said the corrupt leadership. If they weren't gone, there'd be another assassination attempt on Trump within 30 days, he said. So we got to hope he survives till election day. And then that these people don't win control of Congress so he can be sworn in. Folks, we could be, I don't know. Maybe he's just running his mouth. Maybe he had too much to drink. I don't know. But we could be headed into one of the most fraught with danger times for the Republic in its existence. Just trying to get to Election Day with Trump alive and then trying to get Trump alive to the swear-in ceremony and actually sworn in. And folks, when you hear what I'm about to play for you next, you'll see what I'm talking about getting Trump there alive. We've got additional Secret Service breaking news. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 710307. Hey, Tara, this craziness this morning is about to make me lose my mind. No. See, here's the thing, and I don't explain this enough. If I sound fired up this morning and excited, no, it's because I recognize what all this is. Desperation. It's desperation. Look, folks, for a lot of our existence in terms of the last 50 years, right? We believed the deep state. We didn't even know there was a deep state. We had no idea how corrupt the swamp was. We knew it was corrupt. We didn't know about this. We didn't know about it when George W. Bush was president. We didn't know about it when Barack Obama was president. We didn't understand like we do now. We didn't like Obama, but we didn't understand it like we do now. They are freaking out, okay? And they are getting desperate. And in their desperation to get rid of Donald Trump, because he doesn't answer to them as fully and completely as the others in the swamp do, he appointed a lot of them, but he doesn't answer to them as fully and completely. And they're starting to suspect that this time they're not going to be able to send Lindsey Graham over to whisper in Trump's ear and just get themselves reappointed again. They are facing, for the first time in at least 2.5 decades, the possibility of really being out of power and maybe never getting that power back. And they're scared. They're very scared. They're so scared that it's showing to the public. That they're getting sloppy. They're doing sloppy things like deliberately insecuring and unsecuring Trump rallies. Pulling the counter sniper teams back so that Trump could be assassinated. Oh, you didn't know they did that? Jesse Waters, y'all. Without Jesse Waters, we wouldn't know what's going on in this country. Him and the whistleblowers who are going to the Congress members, the two senators. Because the FBI and the Secret Service, all they do now is show up before Congress and lie, knowing they can't be prosecuted for perjury by the Biden Department of Injustice. So right around the time we find out that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been letting terrorists into the country, catching them and deliberately relocating them into the interior, around the time they start doing that, we find out that Alejandro Mayorkas has unsecured and insecured Trump's rallies. It's super dangerous for him to go to his rallies. Why? They pulled the sniper teams back. He wasn't covered. As they let terrorists in and deliberately relocate them. Really? Okay. Jesse Waters, y'all, this should blow your mind.
The Secret Service held its first press conference since Donald Trump was nearly executed on live TV. After stonewalling the media and congressional investigators for 3 weeks, Director Ronald Rowe made a shocking admission. Watch.
Can you confirm that this was the first 2024 campaign event that counter-sniper teams were assigned to the former president?
It was the first time Secret Service.
Look, y'all, I'm just going to play this. I don't know how serious they are about this. But I know if one of us said it, they'd freak out. Jamie Raskin, Democrat, one of those they like to put front and center, did an interview in which he explained that we can elect Trump all we want, but they're going to use the 14th Amendment to remove him. He will not take office, and they will start a civil war to try to block it. Look, this sounds crazy coming out of my mouth, and I resent that. I'm an innocent person. I didn't say it. He did. Jeez. Anyway, he's a congressman who is dispatched to handle a lot of this January 6th stuff. He's very front and center lately. So when he says something like this, I take it seriously. And here's what he said. He's pledging to purposely trigger a civil war within the United States if Donald Trump wins in 2024. By working with Democrats to block any certification of the vote that has Trump declared the winner. Okay, they're using Section 3, he is anyway, of the 14th Amendment, which the argument is that Congress can block any person from office who was a federal officer and previously swore an oath to the Constitution, then engaged in rebellion or insurrection. So it's the same lawfare argument that was used by Colorado, Maine, and Illinois in an attempt to keep Trump off the ballot. It didn't work. Supreme Court said, no. No can do. Sorry. So this is why he's bashing the Supreme Court here. He's saying, well, you know, Supreme Court wouldn't do it, wouldn't block him from assuming the presidency, but we will, even if it causes a civil war. Well, I didn't say it, y'all. I'm just going to play it, okay? And you make of it what you will. Here we go. Democrat Jamie Raskin.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
Wow. Okay. This isn't just some Looney Tune Democrat congressman, because there really aren't any other kind. This is a guy they've shoved front and center in the last 2 years. Jamie Raskin sat on the House Select January 6th committee, served as the impeachment manager during the second impeachment effort against Donald Trump over the January 6th Capitol riot. Raskin has argued in the past that the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. That's when it was Democrat controlled, right? The House was. So his argument is, look, we already impeached him for insurrection. So that's all we need. And you can elect him all you want or whatever, but, you know, we're going to block him. We're going to block him. We're not going to let him take office. And then we're all going to need bodyguards. Okay, this presupposes that they control Congress after this election. They've had a hard time winning the House lately. Part of that is because it's hard to cheat. Because most House districts cross 2 to 3 boards of election. You need, if you're going to steal a seat, you need something like a Senate seat that's a whole state, so you can get one blue area and manufacture your ballots there. Or if, you know, presidential race, manufacture your ballots out of a big blue area. It's a lot harder to do that with Congress. Because if you have two honest boards of elections and a crooked blue one, people notice. The numbers have to add up. There's multiple sets of eyes. And that's why I think they weren't able to take Congress. They weren't able to take the House. So, folks, this is all null and void if they can't take the House. But he sounds dead serious. Well, that's a shame. The Supreme Court didn't rule for us. We're going to have to start a civil war. Because I got news for you. He's not gay. We're not accepting the results of the election. By the way, isn't that exactly what they accused Trump of? That's a radical thing for him to say. Is anybody to follow up with this guy? Have him on TV? Ask him some questions? Or is mainstream media just going to pretend he didn't say that? You want to hear it again? I don't play stuff again a lot, but you got to hear. I mean, again, Democrat Jamie Raskin saying, you can elect Trump, but if we control Congress, he is not going to be president.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
Because the Supreme Court doesn't rule the way we want, we'll have to start a civil war. Okay, again, this isn't one of these fringe Congress members like AOC or Cori Bush where you just kind of roll your eyes and go, yeah, okay, the party's probably not going to do that. This is one of their leaders. This, again, was the impeachment manager for Donald Trump. For him to say this, it's a big deal. But, so, you know, understand something. I've been meaning to make this point for you too for a while. You know, we're all counting the days down to the election, hoping Trump gets to the election alive. And I'm not saying that to be flamboyant. I'm saying that because we had a Secret Service whistleblower write an email that he sent to the whole uniformed division saying Trump will be, there will be another assassination attempt on Trump within 30 days unless the corrupt leadership of the Secret Service all resigns. And he said there's 5 of them, 1 down. He meant Cheadle. She's already resigned, 4 to go. He didn't say the incompetent leadership of the Secret Service. He said the corrupt leadership. If they weren't gone, there'd be another assassination attempt on Trump within 30 days, he said. So we got to hope he survives till election day. And then that these people don't win control of Congress so he can be sworn in. Folks, we are, we could be, I don't know. Maybe he's just running his mouth. Maybe he had too much to drink. I don't know. But we could be headed into one of the most fraught with danger times for the Republic in its existence. Just trying to get to Election Day with Trump alive and then trying to get Trump alive to the swear-in ceremony and actually sworn in. And folks, when you hear what I'm about to play for you next, you'll see what I'm talking about getting Trump there alive. We've got additional Secret Service breaking news. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 710307. Hey, Tara, this craziness this morning is about to make me lose my mind. No. See, here's the thing, and I don't explain this enough. If I sound fired up this morning and excited, no, it's because I recognize what all this is. Desperation. It's desperation. Look, folks, for a lot of our existence in terms of the last 50 years, right? We believed the deep state. We didn't even know there was a deep state. We had no idea how corrupt the swamp was. We knew it was corrupt, but we didn't know about this. We didn't know about it when George W. Bush was president. We didn't know about it when Barack Obama was president. We didn't understand like we do now. We didn't like Obama, but we didn't understand it like we do now. They are freaking out. Okay. And they are getting desperate. And in their desperation to get rid of Donald Trump, because he doesn't answer to them as fully and completely as the others in the swamp do, he appointed a lot of them, but he doesn't answer to them as fully and completely. And they're starting to suspect that this time they're not going to be able to send Lindsey Graham over to whisper in Trump's ear and just get themselves reappointed again. They are facing, for the first time in at least 2.5 decades, the possibility of really being out of power and maybe never getting that power back. And they're scared. They're very scared. They're so scared that it's showing to the public that they're getting sloppy. They're doing sloppy things like deliberately insecuring and unsecuring Trump rallies, pulling the counter sniper teams back so that Trump could be assassinated. Oh, you didn't know they did that? Jesse Waters, y'all. Without Jesse Waters, we wouldn't know what's going on in this country. Him and the whistleblowers who are going to the Congress members, the two senators. Because the FBI and the Secret Service, all they do now is show up before Congress and lie, knowing they can't be prosecuted for perjury by the Biden Department of Injustice. So right around the time we find out that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been letting terrorists into the country, catching them and deliberately relocating them into the interior, around the time they start doing that, we find out that Alejandro Mayorkas has unsecured and insecured Trump's rallies. It's super dangerous for him to go to his rallies. Why? They pulled the sniper teams back. He wasn't covered. As they let terrorists in and deliberately relocate them. Really? Okay. Jesse Waters, y'all, this should blow your mind.
The Secret Service held its first press conference since Donald Trump was nearly executed on live TV. After stonewalling the media and congressional investigators for 3 weeks, Director Ronald Rowe made a shocking admission. Watch.
Can you confirm that this was the first 2024 campaign event that counter sniper teams were assigned to the former president?
It was the first time Secret Service counter snipers were deployed to support the former president's detail.
The former president of the United States and the nominee as the Republican, the man who Democrats and the media have been labeling a clear and present danger to democracy, Hitler, and a dictator, wasn't given Secret Service counter sniper teams at his campaign rallies for the last 2 years. That means when they put Trump on trial in Manhattan, every day when he returned from court to Trump Tower, there were no Secret Service counter snipers. The whole world knew Trump's schedule and location for 6 weeks in a city with thousands of windows and high rises. No Secret Service counter snipers. That means when Trump was in the Bronx, no Secret Service counter snipers. Anyone could have climbed onto a tree, could have gone onto a rooftop with a gun. What about when he went to the bodega in Harlem after court? He's enveloped by buildings, hundreds of windows, any one of which a rifle could have fired from. No Secret Service counter snipers. So why all of a sudden, after 2 years of no Secret Service counter snipers, they showed up in Butler? And that was the rally where there was an attempt on his life.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71037. Hey, Tara, this craziness this morning is about to make me lose my mind. No. See, here's the thing, and I don't explain this enough. If I sound fired up this morning and excited, no, it's because I recognize what all this is. Desperation. It's desperation. Look, folks, for a lot of our existence in terms of the last 50 years, right? We believed the deep state. We didn't even know there was a deep state. We had no idea how corrupt the swamp was. We knew it was corrupt. We didn't know about this. We didn't know about it when George W. Bush was president. We didn't know about it when Barack Obama was president. We didn't understand like we do now. We didn't like Obama, but we didn't understand it like we do now. They are freaking out, okay? And they are getting desperate. And in their desperation to get rid of Donald Trump, because he doesn't answer to them as fully and completely as the others in the swamp do. He appointed a lot of them, but he doesn't answer to them as fully and completely. And they're starting to suspect that this time they're not going to be able to send Lindsey Graham over to whisper in Trump's ear and just get themselves reappointed again. They are facing, for the first time in at least 2.5 decades, the possibility of really being out of power and maybe never getting that power back. And they're scared. They're very scared. They're so scared that it's showing to the public that they're getting sloppy. They're doing sloppy things like deliberately insecuring and unsecuring Trump rallies, pulling the counter sniper teams back so that Trump could be assassinated. Oh, you didn't know they did that? Jesse Waters, y'all. Without Jesse Waters, we wouldn't know what's going on in this country. Him and the whistleblowers who are going to the Congress members, the two senators. Because the FBI and the Secret Service, all they do now is show up before Congress and lie, knowing they can't be prosecuted for perjury by the Biden Department of Injustice. So right around the time we find out that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been letting terrorists into the country, catching them and deliberately relocating them into the interior, around the time they start doing that, we find out that Alejandro Mayorkas has unsecured and insecured Trump's rallies. It's super dangerous for him to go to his rallies. Why? They pulled the sniper teams back. He wasn't covered. As they let terrorists in and deliberately relocate them. Really? Okay. Jesse Waters, y'all, this should blow your mind.
The Secret Service held its first press conference since Donald Trump was nearly executed on live TV. After stonewalling the media and congressional investigators for 3 weeks, Director Ronald Rowe made a shocking admission. Watch.
Can you confirm that this was the first 2024 campaign event that counter sniper teams were assigned to the former president?
It was the first time Secret Service counter snipers were deployed to support the former president's detail.
The former president of the United States and the nominee as the Republican, the man who Democrats and the media have been labeling a clear and present danger to democracy, Hitler, and a dictator, wasn't given Secret Service counter-sniper teams at his campaign rallies for the last 2 years. That means when they put Trump on trial in Manhattan, every day when he returned from court to Trump Tower, there were no Secret Service counter-snipers. The whole world knew Trump's schedule and location for 6 weeks in a city with thousands of windows and high-rises. No Secret Service counter-snipers. That means when Trump was in the Bronx, no Secret Service counter snipers. Anyone could have climbed onto a tree, could have gone onto a rooftop with a gun. What about when he went to the bodega in Harlem after court? He's enveloped by buildings, hundreds of windows, any one of which a rifle could have fired from. No Secret Service counter snipers. So why all of a sudden, after 2 years of no Secret Service counter snipers, they showed up in Butler? And that was the rally where there was an attempt on his life.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.